Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Tax Day, Monday, April the 15th, 2013. Hope you have completed your taxes. If not, you are quickly running out of time. We are live each weekday, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear our program as we podcast to three different sites, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com, and we have a link on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun at gvnews.com, and also the homepage of Blog for Arizona. Blogforarizona.com has the Buckmaster Show prominently displayed on their homepage, and we thank them for that very much. Coming up in the noon hour, we will begin our Monday political face-off. Today, our team of commentators, John Munger and Jeff Rogers, with me, 30 minutes past the hour. Dr. Andrew Weil will answer your questions for a half an hour. If you have a comment or question anytime during the hour, you can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. Our Monday political face-off, John Munger, is seated to the right of me, Tucson attorney and former Republican candidate for governor in 2010. Jeff Rogers with me in studio. Jeff is a Tucson attorney and former chair of the Democratic Party of Pima County. The Monday political face-off is sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. In other words, if it's anything to do with framing, Moe can take care of it. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. John and Jeff, did you each have a good weekend?
I had a good weekend. I hope you both did.
We did. How about it, Jeff?
It was a wonderful weekend. I was able to ride my horse both days.
Are you withdrawing from basketball? You being one of the biggest fans of the Herring Hoosiers in Tucson.
I think Tom Crean's got the program up to where it ought to be by now, and they'll renew each year, and I think you're going to see him in the tournament all the time again, and prominently in the Sweet 16 often, kind of like Arizona.
And John, you're not doing any gardening yet these weekends?
I'm enjoying the garden, but I don't. I'm not going to do
the better garden. Half has been doing.
No. We have some folks that come in and help us with the gardening because she doesn't want to do it either.
All right. Lawmakers in Arizona, Missouri, and Oklahoma, John and Jeff, are pushing legislation this year that would bar state or local officials from adopting policies outlined in a 1992 United Nations document that is referred to as Agenda 21 that could affect property rights. It's a non-binding UN agreement signed by 178 nations that encourages sustainable development. There was a hearing at the legislature last week on this bill. John, do you think the Democrats have anything when they say this is just being paranoid?
Well, I think the Democrats call things anything paranoid that they don't agree with. I think there is a major feeling out there in the public generally that the United Nations is meddling into things that it shouldn't be meddling in. Pretty soon they're going to be coming down with their new gun resolution that they want to be passed in the U.S. Senate. To be binding law on the U.S. that affects our Second Amendment gun rights. There are a lot of U.N. resolutions out there that people disagree with. And I think what you're seeing is a general discomfort with the United Nations, which is a group of nations where Liechtenstein has the same number of votes as the United States. We're wondering why are we financing that to the degree we are. I think a lot of people feel we need an international organization for peacekeeping purposes.
But think people are just distrustful generally of the
United Nations. And they feel like the United Nations is turned to this social justice issue rather than international peacekeeping, which is a bigger deal. So for one purpose, I see the point of the UN, but I don't want the UN meddling in Arizona's personal life.
Jeff Rogers, are the GOP lawmakers who are pushing this at Phoenix, are they being paranoid?
Well, let me tell you, a few Republican friends of mine, when we brought this up and were talking about it last week, said this is sort of black helicopters and tinfoil hat material. This is really craziness and paranoia. This, as you noted, this is non-binding, and of all people, for God's sake, It was the first George Bush who signed this treaty, and it talks about laudable goals like sustainable populations and sustainable agriculture, and home building that doesn't destroy the environment. All laudable goals, but nothing that encroaches upon any country or state's sovereignty. So I think it's really a bit of silliness, really, and it's not getting much traction except in sort of extremist circles. I was really kind of surprised to see it. Make it through the House, and I think it's going to die off in the Senate somewhere. I think there are cooler heads up the legislature that'll prevail on this. And
so
it's much like the birther
thing. You
think
it will be passed?
No. If it is, I think that the governor will probably veto it. It's kind of like the birther bill she vetoed last go around.
I think that there are some things that our legislature and Congress do that are there that occur to make a point. And I think this is happening in order to make a point. It's happening in other states, incidentally. It's happening in Missouri and Oklahoma and some other states. Just as 1070 passed here, bills similar to 1070 passed in many other states. The Democrats always denigrate anything that they disagree with, call it radical extreme. But it's interesting how many states across the country join us in our feelings on some of these, and particularly when it comes to the United Nations. That thing has to be completely reconsidered and revamped, and I think this is part of a movement overall to undertake that.
Let's move on to another topic, John and Jeff, about the governor's push for expanding Medicaid. Jeff Rogers, do you think that the governor's will succeed in the end in getting this expansion through?
Well, she's surprisingly strong, it seems, in this manner. And I think a lot of it depends upon whether or not we the president of the Senate and the House Majority Leader hold the Republicans to what I'll call a mini Hastert rule. That is that for something to reach the floor, it has to have a majority of the majority. If they hold true to that, I don't think it will pass because it won't make it to the floor. And the powerful Speaker of the House and the powerful Senate President won't let it get any traction. Now, I do think the votes are going to be there to pass it because there's in the Senate you have 17 Republicans, so the Democrats 13. You only need four added to that.
So if it's a simple majority.
Three, yeah. A simple majority. And I think they have the simple majority.
But not the two-thirds.
Sorry. Well, I don't think the two-thirds is necessary. And I'll give you why. Here's the language from Prop 108 in 1992. And it says, it's in the Constitution in Section, Article 9, Section 22. And it says, this section does not apply to, and one of the items is, fees and assessments that are authorized by statute but are not prescribed by formula, comma, amount, or limit, comma, and are set by a state officer or agency. And so what she proposes to do is have the Director of Health Services of the Department of Health Services set something in the way of this hospital fee that would pay the smaller portion of the state's share, and 90% of the rest of that would come from the federal government. So I think it's a $1.6 billion financial bonanza for Arizona. It will cause jobs to increase. It will it will help our healthcare industry and all this uncompensated care that they are forced by the federal government to have to undertake. I mean, if you show up in an emergency room with a bad cold, even though it's not life-threatening, the emergency room has to care for you, and all that can be uncompensated care for quite a bit of our health providers. We've already seen a hospital in Douglas declare bankruptcy. It looks like there's several others that are threatening. It's particularly bad in the rural communities.
John Munger, the United Front has been put forward by the general, the GOP leaders in each of the counties. Pretty much all agree this is a bad idea.
Well, it's a bad idea because what this is about is the governor and the Democrats think they're getting free money from the federal government. If they would just do this, then they get this $1.6 billion from the federal government. The problem is, number one, the federal government doesn't have the money. We're broke. When are we going to finally learn that we are broke? And what the folks are trying to do is say, look, let's quit playing games with our money and pretending that we're going to get this big bonanza. Number two, what's going to happen is, yes, we would theoretically get some money from some bonds sold to the Chinese, incidentally, money we don't have, or printed money, pretend money, monopoly money. We would get that money for a couple of years, and then the federal government withdraws, but we still have all these people on the payroll.
No, and actually, so, the governor's plan has a provision in it that if the federal government were not able to provide those dollars, then we would shut it down.
Well, the problem is it's very hard to shut it down, Jeff, because you know as well as I know that once you try to shut that program down, the first thing the Democrats do is say, oh, these people are on the program. You can't cut them off of the program.
Well, this legislature did that just a couple years ago.
You'll be complaining about that,
Republicans in the legislature cut people right off of the program, and we have tens of thousands of them they cut off of.
If you're telling me that you agree with that and you won't argue with it at the time, then you commit to that, and I'll hold you to that. But I don't think you're willing to commit to that.
If we can't afford it, we can't do it.
Well, that isn't what you folks have said before. And insofar as if that's the rule that if you can't afford it, don't do it, then the federal government ought not be doing it in the first place because the federal government can't afford it.
It is the Monday Political Face-Off. We're going to take a break right here. John Munger and Jeff Rogers are with me in studio. We'll be back coming up in about 15 minutes. Dr. Andrew Weil will be with us for a half an hour on the Buckmaster Show.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Looking for a cool getaway this July? I highly recommend historic Bear Mountain Lodge, just minutes from the picturesque heart of Silver City, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Bear Mountain Lodge sits on 178 secluded acres nestled against the immense grandeur of the Gila National Forest. Check out this lovely high country tranquil oasis at bearmountainlodge.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony? Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
On the Buckmaster Show. The Monday Political Face-Off is sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. They can take care of Moe and his family, can take care of all of your custom-framed needs, including your mirrors. He's got great art over there as well. moesgallery.com. Jeff Rogers is here, former chair of the Democratic Party, and John Munger is one of our regular face-off guests, and we thank John and Jeff for being with us. Well, tomorrow is the big day, John and Jeff, as far as the bipartisan immigration plan. Marco Rubio was all over the Sunday talk shows talking about this plan that would grant the nation's 11 million unauthorized immigrants temporary legal status after the bill eventually becomes law, and eventually that would let them apply for citizenship 10 years later. John Munger, good or bad?
Well, I was one of the millions of people that listened to Marco Rubio on the news this weekend, and I like what he described. I think it solves a lot of problems. I like the fact that they don't get an immediate path to citizenship. They have to stay employed. I like the fact that for the period that they're in this temporary status, they cannot be they have to prove that they are self-sufficient. They cannot go on to – they have to pay their taxes. They have to pay a fine. They have to have no criminal record. They have to they cannot be on any welfare programs. So the public isn't supporting them. They're supporting themselves. I think all of those are very good things, and I think this group has finally gotten their act together, and I think thread the needle correctly.
Jeff Rogers, what do you think of the plan?
I like it. It's a compromise, as anything that has a chance to make it through the House and Senate would necessarily have to be. It's actually 13 years before they could become a citizen.
That's right.
10 years before they could get a green card, and then 3 years after they get a green card, they could apply to become a citizen. That's a long wait, but you know they didn't come here legally to begin with, so you know perhaps a long wait is in order there. Kind of going to the back of the line here. The fine is significant enough but not so significant as to make it something that is unrealistic. I think it's $2,000, $500 up front, then they have 10 years to pay off the other $1,500. The compromise between the labor and the business community for the guest worker programs was something that was absolutely necessary. The business communities and chambers of commerce weren't going to be in back of it if it didn't have that. There are some merit-based visas that are going to come down the road here, mm-hmm. that the business community community wanted and needed, and I think that's also a good compromise. Yet they still left family unification in there as part of it for many of them who are here. So I think all in all, this is what it should be. It's a compromise where nobody gets everything they wanted, but everybody gets something.
And I think the most important part of the bill is for those people interested out there in securing the border first. This bill does that.
Yes.
None of this happens unless the border is secured. They get the temporary status for up to 5 years, but within that 5 years, the border has to be they have to be able to account for 100% of the entries and be able to prove that they have taken 90% of the illegal entrants that have come across the border. So that border has to be secured in that five-year period, or all of this goes by the wayside. And those temporary permits then are lost. So I think this is a good compromise. Nothing's perfect, but that's the nature of our system, and I think it's a pretty good compromise.
And one of the things that people were kind of howling about here was that they limit it to people who were here before December 31st of 2011. Well, let's not forget that when this last one passed under the Reagan administration, you had to be here 4 years before it passed. So this is actually more generous in that area than other things are. I think some Democrats would like to move that date up a little further, but you realistically have to say, okay, well, what's a realistic date? We don't want people who once they realize that the Republicans were going to begin to compromise on this, they rushed across the border to get in here under the wire. And so we don't want to see something like that. And so this is probably a pretty good compromise for that date.
Yeah, and I like the fact that the people have to pay their back taxes. They have to be employed. If they lose their employment, they're gone.
And they have to learn English.
They have to learn English.
What is the validity? The caller who did not want to go on the air wants to know, what is the validity of the supposed 11 million undocumented people? This caller wonders, where did that number come from? How do we know?
Well, the problem is nobody knows. I mean, that's an estimate. And the caller's asking the right question. Nobody really knows that number. We don't know. Frankly, one of the great disappointments of the Department of Homeland Security is they don't know how many people come across the border. They don't even know how to count how many people have come across the border. So they cannot account. They haven't developed a mechanism even yet to determine, Bill, whether they're having success at the border in controlling illegal border entries. So one of the things that's going to have to happen in this five-year period to make this program work is to make those determinations. And so I think they're now going to be motivated to finally get off their back end and make it happen.
These numbers are based on polling and various studies that have been done. The number used to be estimated at 12 million, but after the Great Recession, during the Great Recession, and with the record numbers of people the Obama administration has been deporting, the estimates are that it's actually gone down by 1 million people, and they didn't change the estimate that this is the estimate of people who've returned, whether voluntarily or not.
Is this the first real immigration reform then since, I guess, you had mentioned during the Reagan administration, 1986 immigration law?
Right? Yeah, it is.
I think so, yeah. We haven't seen anything significant since then.
No, that's right. I think there's some fires being lit under some people, and I think that both sides, for different reasons, want to make this problem go away. So hopefully this will change how elections, you know, what the issues are in future elections, and I frankly think that's good for everybody.
Yeah, well, my big concern is what will happen in the House of Representatives, because I was reading an article this weekend that said that we've now reached a point where competitive districts in the House of the 435 are at the lowest number they've ever been in the history of the United States. So you've got Democrats and Republicans who are living in these protected districts, and they really can do what they want to do. They don't have to kowtow to the 75% of Americans who want to see some results here.
See if we can get a quick question in on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead.
Yeah, the question is this. They have to be employed for 5 years, but let's say you've got an unscrupulous employer that threatens them that he's going to fire them if they don't take a lesser wage or if they don't do this and no overtime or something like that.
Well, there are certain, you can't, number one, you can't pay less than minimum wage. Number two, that's illegal. Number two, you have to pay time and a half for overtime. So there are certain laws that the employer has to comply with as well. Now, your principal question there is what happens if the employer says, look, you do X, Y, Z, or I'm going to fire you. You know, that's a problem. And that would be against public policy, and then a lawsuit, the illegal would have a lawsuit at that point.
John Munger, Jeff Rogers, thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. We have Dr. Andrew Weil next on the Buckmaster Show. If you have a question, 790-2040 for Dr. Weil. We'll be right back. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There were a couple of explosions today at the finish line of the Boston Marathon, filling the air with thick white smoke, unconfirmed reports of dozens of injuries, perhaps some of those injuries serious. Live video from the scene shows people being rushed from the scene in wheelchairs, others on gurneys. The blasts, described by some as sounding like thunderclaps, one followed quickly by another, happened right outside a hotel at the race finish line. And with runners still crossing the line, some people were knocked to the street. Windows were blown out with glass shattered across a wide area. The nature of the explosions, which occurred just after 3 Eastern time, unknown at this time. Again, 2 explosions today and reports of injuries, possibly serious injuries, on the finish line of the Boston Marathon. More details at srnnews.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Weston La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at WestonLaPalomaResort.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of Buckmaster presented by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson to one of America's top 100 arts communities. Historic Silver City with its rich Western history. Plenty of great places to stay, including Bear Mountain Lodge, Casitas de Gila guest houses, and Lake Roberts Motel. You can find out more about Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, by logging onto their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Dr. Andrew Weil is a world-renowned leader and pioneer in the field of integrative medicine, a healing-oriented approach to healthcare which encompasses body, mind, and spirit. Dr. Weil is founder and director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine based at the University of Arizona Health Sciences Center in Tucson, where he is also a clinical professor of medicine and professor of public health, and the Lovell Jones Professor of Integrated Rheumatology. Dr. Weil received both his medical degree and undergraduate degree from Harvard University. Some 10 million copies of Dr. Weil's books have been sold around the world, including Spontaneous Healing, 8 Weeks to Optimum Health, Eating Well for Optimum Health, The Healthy Kitchen, Healthy Aging, Why Our Health Matters, and Spontaneous Happiness. His newest best-selling book is titled True Food, which includes more than 125 easy, healthy, and original recipes. Dr. Weil is also the editorial director of drweil.com, the leading web resource for healthy living based on the philosophy of integrative medicine. Dr. Weil joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Dr. Weil, how are you?
I'm good. Hello, Bill.
It's good to talk with you again, and I want to begin with the new book about true food. What was the genesis of this project, Dr. Weil?
You know, these are recipes from True Food Kitchen. There are now 6 True Food Kitchen restaurants, one in Phoenix, one in Scottsdale, 3 in California, 1 in Denver. I'm sorry to say we don't yet have one in Tucson, but I'm working as hard as I can to get one here.
What are some of your favorite recipes from that book?
Well, there's the famous Tuscan kale salad, which is one of our best sellers. This is a recipe I brought back from Italy, and it uses raw black kale. I would never have thought Americans would be eating raw kale, but
I like that one very much. I can testify to that one.
Good. And there's a curried cauliflower soup that I like very much. That's my recipe, and it's very good hot or cold and easy.
Getting into the restaurant business, what kind of challenges has that presented for you, Dr. Weil?
Well, a mutual friend introduced me to Sam Fox of Fox Restaurant Concepts, and I talked about the possibility of creating a restaurant that would serve really delicious, good food that adhered to cutting-edge nutritional guidelines. He didn't get it. He said health food doesn't sell. I think he thought I was talking about tofu and sprouts. I eventually invited him and his wife to my home and cooked dinner for them. He liked the food. His wheels started turning, and he found this place in Biltmore Fashion Park in Phoenix that was available. He said he was willing to try the concept there, but he was very skeptical. And we opened just as the economy tanked. People said we were crazy, and from the moment the restaurant opened, it's been a resounding success. It's been a learning experience for both of us, and we've had to compromise, and that's been a good process. There are a lot of ideas that I have that Sam has taught me really don't work in a commercial setting, And there's some fixed ideas that Sam has that I had to change. For instance, I walked in on opening day, and there were packets of NutraSweet and saccharin on the table. I said, you can't do that. And he said, you have to do that in a restaurant. I said, well, there are alternatives to that. I told him about Truvia and erythritol. You know, he said, you have to have soda on the menu. I said, absolutely not. I didn't want meat at first, red meat, but he put steak tacos on. That's been a very good seller, and we have a grass-fed bison burger that people really love.
Do you do any red meat, Dr. Weil?
No, I'm a fish and vegetable person. I'm a pesco vegetarian, or someone said I should call it a vegetarian.
Dr. Andrew Weil on the Buckmaster Show, live line 790-2040, 790-2040 for questions for Dr. Weil about food, and in the cookbook, True Food, and in your previous book, Spontaneous Happiness, you argue that a diet contributes to low mood. What dietary changes can actually increase our mood, Dr. Weil?
Menu in True Food Kitchen is based on my anti-inflammatory diet, and I've been promoting this for a number of years. Listeners can access this on my website, drweil.com, or in my books. There is a diet that controls inappropriate inflammation is your best bet for optimum health, maximum longevity, and, it turns out, optimum emotional health. And this is not a strange way of eating. It's based on the Mediterranean diet, for which we have a great deal of scientific evidence about health benefits. And I've tweaked it by adding Asian influences that I'm familiar with and some other things to make it even more effective at controlling inflammation. There's a very interesting new link that's coming to light between inflammation and depression, that these two are linked. And it may be that depression is another manifestation of a chronic inflammatory state in the body.
Dr. Andrew Weil is on the Buckmaster Show live line, and we are going to go to the live line. And Dr. Weil, we have a question from Jack Challum, the nutrition reporter. Jack, a contributor to the Buckmaster Show. Go ahead, Jack. You're with Dr. Weil.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Dr. Weil.
Hi.
One of the issues I keep having to deal with, and I'm sure you do, is how to encourage people to start cooking again. Most people would rather just go to fast food and chain restaurants.
I couldn't agree with you more, and the arguments that I hear are, I don't have time, it's too hard, I don't know how to do it. All I can say is that once you see that it's possible to make delicious, healthful food quick and easy, it's a revelation. And my reason for writing books about food and putting out recipes is to show people that it's possible. I think there's nothing better than fresh food cooked at home. Now, I rarely eat out in Tucson because the food that I make for myself is generally better, and it's fast and easy.
Dr. Andrew Weil with us on the Buckmaster Show. Michael is up next with a question for Dr. Weil. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, Dr. Weil, in your book, 8 Weeks to Optimum Health, in week one there is a marinade for salmon, and it has sake in the marinade, and I just wanted to know why you chose sake. Is it flavor, or is there a health benefit to it?
It's flavor, first of all, and it happens to be my favorite alcoholic beverage. I think, a very clean form of alcohol. If you get good quality sake, you can drink really large quantities of it and get a nice buzz, and you never have a hangover or any ill effects. But it's primarily there for flavor, and this is an Asian marinade that also has soy sauce and dark sesame oil and garlic and ginger and a little bit of sugar. And sake seems the appropriate one to use there.
Okay, thank you, Michael, for that question for Dr. Weil. Dr. Weil, should folks use generally more olive oil? And I know you're a big advocate of eating more vegetables.
Yes, absolutely. The health benefits of olive oil are very impressive, including a unique anti-inflammatory effect. A good olive oil, and I want to urge people to only use extra virgin olive oil and do a little homework, because there's a lot of adulterated olive oil out there. So, and it doesn't necessarily correlate with price. You can get good olive oils that are reasonably priced. Very good olive oil has a peppery bite to it, or some people experience it as a catch at the back of the throat. You often hear people cough at olive oil tastings. And that is due to a compound in olive oil called oleocanthal that's been found to have as potent anti-inflammatory activity as ibuprofen. But it's only present in good quality olive oil, and that's something to look for in olive oils, whether you get a peppery bite at the end of the taste.
790-2040, 790-2040 for Dr. Andrew Weil. You can call and ask Dr. Weil a question, or you can do as this next caller did not want to go on the air, but the question for Dr. Weil, what does Andrew Weil think of this new raw foods diet? It sometimes is referred to, Dr. Weil, as a caveman diet.
Well, you know, I think it's good to eat a mix of raw and cooked foods. I don't think it's wise to eat all raw foods, and here are the reasons I think that. The people who promote raw foods diets claim that vital enzymes in foods are destroyed by cooking. Dropping foods into stomach acid destroys enzymes as effectively as cooking, and we do not use enzymes as nutrients. So that whole idea for raw foods is wrong. Secondly, some micronutrients, especially the carotenoids like beta-carotene, are much more available from cooked foods than raw foods. You can get much more lycopene, which prevents prostate cancer, from cooked tomatoes than from raw tomatoes. And finally, a number of vegetables have toxins in them that, of one sort or another, that are easily broken down by simple cooking. So for all those reasons, I don't think it is good to eat all raw foods.
Dr. Andrew Weil with us on the Buckmaster Show, and I think we can squeeze one more call in here before we take the break and listen to the fine lineup of Buckmaster Show sponsors. James, you are next with Dr. Weil. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just wondering if the doctor knew about it. There was a published study in a peer-reviewed manual and published by BBC that rice in a lot of other countries, India, China, they have a lot of huge content of lead, like 12 times sometimes.
I have seen what the U.S. recommends.
And I've been eating a lot of rice, you know, from the U.S. and, you know, wherever. Are you familiar
with that? I've seen that study. I would recommend that, you know, rice is a very good food, and I think if you get, if you can get organically grown rice from this country, I think that's great. I would probably be wary of rice coming from China.
All right, Dr. Weil, we're going to take a break right here. Please stay where you are, and we will listen to the fine lineup of people who support this program, and we ask that you support them. We'll be right back with Dr. Andrew Weil.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news.
You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show with Dr. Andrew Weil. And next year, Dr. Weil, marking the 20th anniversary of the program in integrative medicine at the University of Arizona. Congratulations. That is really a milestone, sir.
Thank you. You know, it's now a center of excellence of the College of Medicine, and we will shortly graduate our 1,000th fellow. So 1,000 physicians who've been trained in our two-year intensive training, and many of them are now leading other integrative medicine programs around the country. We have many in other countries as well, so we feel very proud.
All right. Next up on the Buckmaster Show Live Line, Casey has a question for Dr. Weil. Go ahead, Casey.
Yes, I'm calling to follow up on the comment about raw foods and having the enzymes destroyed by stomach acid. Does that apply to raw milk and the benefits to raw milk, or even such things like yogurt where they add bacteria? Does that survive the process? I'd appreciate your comments on that.
That's a good question. You know, it is desirable to get lactobacilli, these healthy microbes that work in our intestinal tract, and it's a good question of whether they survive stomach acid. Some of them do. And if you take acidophilus supplements, you want to look for strains. There's one called Lactobacillus GG that's been shown to pass through stomach acid and colonize the intestinal tract. But in general, enzymes are proteins, and the strong acid of the stomach denatures them, so it renders them inactive.
790-2040, 790-2040 for questions or comments for Dr. Andrew Weil. And also I invite our Facebook friends, and one of our many friends, Carolyn on Facebook, asked Dr. Weil about keeping a gratitude journal. This is something that Dr. Weil talks about in a book that I like very much, a book that came out a year or so ago, Spontaneous Happiness. How do you get started, Dr. Weil, with the gratitude journal?
It couldn't be simpler, and I was very surprised when I was writing that book to find how much research had been done on the power of gratitude to boost mood. The simplest way to do this is to get a little notebook that you dedicate to the purpose, and during the day, make mental notes of things that you have to be grateful for. It could be as simple as seeing a sunrise or seeing a flower or having food on your table. When you go to bed at night, jot a few of these down in the journal. Research shows that doing this for 1 week can boost mood for up to several months. You know, what could be simpler? And there's nothing in the way of it other than remembering to do it.
Yeah, it's so easy to be negative, but we sometimes certainly overlook the very many blessings that we have. Isn't that true?
True. There's also good research on the power of forgiveness to boost mood, but forgiveness is tricky. You know, there's a lot of things that get in the way of forgiving, but with gratitude, there's nothing in the way of that. It's just remembering.
All right. We go back to the Buckmaster Show Live Line, and Greg has a question for Dr. Andrew Weil. Go ahead, Greg.
Hi, Dr. Weil.
Hi.
I remember reading in one of Mark Hyman's Ultra something books, him citing a study where they took these hardened criminals, and they dealt with all their nutritional deficiencies.
Yeah.
And of the 75% that they could actually get to stick with the program, they had like over a 50% success rate in solving their violent tendencies. And the people had like a complete turnaround in how they viewed life. And you wonder if something like that wouldn't have a huge impact on all the aberrant behavior we see in our society.
Very good comment. I know of another study that was done in the UK in which the simple measure of giving prisoners a multivitamin supplement a day produced dramatic results and lowered recidivism rates. I think another supplement that I would strongly recommend there is fish oil, because omega-3 fatty acids, if they're low in the body, this has been shown to be associated with suicide, with violence, another very easy measure. And as I'm sure you know, the food that's served in prisons is often done by the same people that serve food in hospitals and senior facilities, and it's not terrific.
And maybe airlines, Dr. Wild.
Well, I don't think there is much there anymore.
Yeah, I guess not. We have another call. We're going to go back now to the live line. Kay, you are with Dr. Andrew Weil. Go ahead, Kay.
Hi. First, I just want to say, in Spontaneous Happiness, you mentioned your adventures in Colombia, and I had some similar adventures about the same time.
Oh,
but
great.
My question is about genetically modified foods. Do you have concerns about that?
I do have concerns, and you know, while I think the evidence is conflicting about harm, at the very least, we should be notified whether a food has been genetically modified so that we can decide whether or not to buy it. And it is just horrifying to me that the people of California could have been so manipulated by the food industry to think that putting a label on food, just saying whether or not it was GMO, was somehow going to threaten jobs and the economy in California, and that initiative was overwhelmingly defeated.
Dr. Andrew Weil with us on the Buckmaster Show. We could probably squeeze in another call or two at 790-2040. It would be tight, but I want to ask a question getting back to spontaneous happiness. And I wonder about this, Dr. Weil, and we've talked about it before, about mood swings. Is there such a thing as a depression gene or a happiness gene?
Well, we used to think that people are born with a set point for mood, and that doesn't alter. But, you know, new research from positive psychology shows that positive moods can be learned, that we can teach people mental strategies for achieving them. So I don't know about that. There is, however, an interesting argument from evolutionary psychology that natural selection may have selected a depressive trait in humans, because depression seems to be correlated with creativity. And it may be the essence of depression, strong inward focus and chewing an idea over and over again, may favor problem solving and creativity. So there may be a redeeming virtue in depression if it's not so severe that it incapacitates you.
All right. Roberta, you are up next. Roberta on the Buckmaster Show live line. Quickly running out of time. Go ahead, Roberta, for Dr. Weil.
Do you have any suggestions for someone who cannot metabolize chemicals?
What do you mean by chemicals?
Anything that's chemical in nature, any toxins, anything.
Well, I would certainly try to use only products that are natural and that avoid the things that you know affect you. In terms of, you know, these are learned responses of the immune system, and I think anything learned can be unlearned. So I would experiment. I would try mind-body approaches, such as working with a hypnotist, for example. That would be one thing I would try. I would work with a Chinese medical practitioner to see if you can lessen some of that reactivity of your body.
Dr. Weil's newest book is True Food, and you can also learn more about Dr. Weil on his fine website, drweil.com. Can we squeeze one more? It's going to be real tight.
Sure. All right, I'll give a fast answer.
Jeff, go ahead. You're the last call. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Andy. I had a question for you. What kind of foods help with neuropathy? I had a neck surgery this past year, and they put blocks in my neck, and I'm trying to get my neuropathy in my hands better. What kind of foods help generate neurons and neuropathy?
Well, I would first of all use the supplement alpha-lipoic acid, probably 400 milligrams a day. This has been shown to improve neuropathy. I would also try acupuncture as a treatment and maybe some cranial osteopathy. I would do all those things first. There's a mushroom called lion's mane, M-A-N-E, and you can buy supplements of this. This has a nerve growth factor. It's completely harmless. It's useful to take.
Dr. Weil, thank you very much, and our listeners, thank you as well, sir.
I enjoyed it. Good to be on your show.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Andrew Weil on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of Buckmaster presented by the City of Benson, the 8th Annual Bluegrass Festival in the Park, the weekend of April 26th, 27th, and 28th at Lions Park. That is just east, 45 minutes east of Tucson. You can find out more for the full schedule. They've got some great performers. Bluegrass in the Park in Benson. Go to BensonVisitorCenter.com. BensonVisitorCenter.com. Our thanks to Culligan Water for offering bottled water products for the Buckmaster Show. All of our guests are given a bottle of Culligan Water, and the guests like it very much. We like it. Who wouldn't like it? Culligan Water, it simply tastes better. Our thanks again to Dr. Andrew Weil. Very good half hour with our listeners here. John C. Scott this afternoon, then Chris and Joe tomorrow morning with Wake Up Tucson. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.